With SRN News, I'm John Scott. American Airlines flights have been cleared to fly after a brief grounding due to system-wide technical issues. Just before 7 a.m. Eastern Time this morning, the FAA ordered all American Airlines flights grounded in the U.S. at the airline's request. American had reported a technical issue affecting its entire system with millions traveling for the holiday. A powerful government panel has failed to reach consensus on the possible national security risk of a nearly $15 billion proposed deal for Nippon Steel of Japan to purchase U.S. steel.
The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States has sent its long-awaited report to President Biden, a longtime opponent of the deal. Some federal agencies represented on the panel were skeptical that allowing a Japanese company to buy an American-owned steelmaker would create national security risks. Both Mr. Biden and President-elect Donald Trump opposed the merger and vowed to block it. Nippon Steel says it is confident the deal will go ahead.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Also at SRNNews.com, a former president in the hospital. Shelley Adler has more.
Former President Bill Clinton was admitted to MedStar Georgetown University Hospital in Washington Monday after developing a fever. Clinton's deputy chief of staff says the 78-year-old was hospitalized in the afternoon for testing and observation, adding he remains in good spirits and deeply appreciates the excellent care he's receiving. Clinton has faced some health scares in the past. In 2004, he underwent quadruple bypass surgery after experiencing prolonged chest pains and shortness of breath. I'm Shelley Adler.
Stocks broadly higher on Wall Street, the Dow up 301 points, the NASDAQ composite ahead 200. This is SRN News. A Christian realtor is in trouble.
Wilson Fauber has been found guilty by the National Association of Realtors of violating its code of ethics by quoting from the Bible. Fauber, a Virginian native, went on social media in 2015 to express his hope that the Supreme Court would not legalize gay marriage, explaining his position based on Scripture. Two other realtors dug up those comments and submitted them to the NAR in hopes of getting Fauber expelled. He is considering a lawsuit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has ruled that Missouri's near-total abortion ban is unenforceable under a new constitutional amendment. But Planned Parenthood says it still is not able to resume providing abortions in Missouri. That's because the judge has left in place licensure requirements for abortion facilities, which Planned Parenthood says it cannot currently meet. This is SRN News. Caitlin Clark named the AP Female Athlete of the Year.
It's certainly been a special year.
Caitlin Clark, after ending her amazing college career after her Iowa team lost to South Carolina in the NCAA title game.
I don't have much time to, you know, sit around and sulk and be upset, and I don't think that's what I'm about either.
Clark broke the NCAA Division I career scoring record for both men and women, finishing with 3,951 points. Shortly after college, she was the top pick in the WNBA draft and played for the Indiana Fever. I'm Shelley Adler.
Top-seeded Oregon and 8th-seeded Ohio State gearing up for a rematch. More than 10 weeks after they last played, that was a 32-31 Duck win. They'll play in the college football playoff quarterfinal game at the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.